You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul, focusing on the visual arts. So we're honored, as always, to be joined by the Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa.
Good to see you, as always.
Likewise.
We have a special guest from the Ann Arbor Community Foundation. She's a Community Investment Associate, Katie Van Dusen. Hi, Katie.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Omari recommended you because the foundation is working with Culture Source,
yep.
Right? And Katie helped co-design a new neighborhood-based arts program focusing on ensuring a fundamental level of access to arts and culture for all of Washtenaw County.
Just announced last week, actually.
So hot off the presses.
Indeed.
Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, if it's okay with you, first I'd love to get a little context for folks about the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, because although we've been around for some time, not everyone's familiar with what we do and what we are. So the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation is a place-based endowment for Washtenaw County. So we support the nonprofit sector through grants and scholarships. Our mission is pretty broad. It's to support the quality of life in Washtenaw County generally. So that includes health, housing, and education. But arts and culture is also a really important piece of that. We see arts and culture as the connective tissue of our community. I'd just like to share a really interesting fact with you that we found out, which is that on an annual basis, $100 million in annual economic activity is generated in Washtenaw County just from nonprofit arts and culture programming.
I mean, when you see people just like walking around downtown Ann Arbor, Depot Town, Ipsy, because they've gotten out of some show or exhibition, I mean, that's where it's at. People aren't just like going to the show. They're spending money at restaurants and parking and all those things. It's really great and impressive that you all are able to calculate that.
Yeah, we did it in partnership with the Americans for the Arts, and we were really excited to be able to find out an exact figure and surprised that it was such a great amount. But of course, if you know about the great arts and culture community we have in Washtenaw County, perhaps it's not so surprising.
Well, that's why we do Art and Soul, so we can bring you all that information. So tell us about this new program.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, actually, Omari participated in this with us. We did a community voice initiative that we called In Our Neighborhood. We knew that we had an opportunity to do some learning about what's happening in arts and culture in the community at large. So we had six community conversations that we called In the Neighborhood. And neighborhood was, in this case, not just geographic, although sometimes it was. For instance, we had a conversation in Sugarbrook and Ypsilanti, but could also be based on social identity or vocation. For instance, Omari participated as part of Artists as Community.
We had a really great time. You know, we were at Hathaway's Hideaway, right next to Fleetwood. And it was a great session where these artists were talking about the great work that they're doing, the community that they envision for themselves and for their neighbors, and the ways in which their art making could help kind of bring about that artistic, creative, inclusive future in Washtenaw County. And so the fact that you all were able to then turn all of that into a grant program is pretty spectacular.
We had a couple of particular questions in mind that we asked, which is, you know, where does art live in this county? Whose voices need to be heard? And what art needs to be experienced, supported, and discovered? Because we know that, you know, there's always more for us to learn about what's happening in the community. We might not always have the answers. So we learned some pretty cool things as a result of talking to folks about that. One was that we all have this artistic and cultural identity inside ourselves, right? We have a creative outlet, something that gets us going. And we're all looking for the right opportunity, whether it's a program, what have you, to have that identity be engaged.
Right.
Also, people are craving to have arts and culture experiences in unexpected places as part of their daily life, to encounter it and be delighted by the unexpected. So those are two things that we're carrying into this grant program, which we're calling In Our Neighborhood, because the neighborhood, especially in that expansive definition of what it means, really spoke to us in the new version of this grant program. And as Omari mentioned, we're thrilled to have Culture Source's partnership in this.
Yeah, you know, we hope as people apply to get their projects funded and supported by the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, that Culture Source can be, you know, a partner in helping them think through what it means to apply. It will likely be new for some people who've never applied for anything. They're like, what is a grant? We are happy to kind of go on that journey with them as they're applying. But then also we're working with the Community Foundation on providing support afterwards.
Is there a budget? Is there a number we want to throw out there?
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks so much for mentioning that. We have $90,000 in available funding, and we're expecting to award between 3 to 4 awards of $30,000.
Yeah, renewable for 2 years, which is really great.
Not only are nonprofit arts and culture organizations eligible to apply, but also individual artists and what we've been referring to as culture makers. If you have a vision for your neighborhood, for your community, something that you're plugged in on and you really think gets folks engaged and gets at that cultural identity within folks in the community that you're helping bring about, we'd love to have you come to one of our information sessions to find out more about the program.
I was going to ask you about that. You've got some grant program information sessions coming up.
Yes, we already had one this past Wednesday, but there are still 2 opportunities that folks have to come to our information sessions to learn more about the program, which is, I'll mention, a requirement for application. The first one is on the 14th, and that's at the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. And the next one's at the 20th, and that's the Ypsilanti District Library, the Whitaker branch. And you can sign up for those, again, on our website, aaacf.org. It's the top news story. You can find it there.
It's a real kind of treat for our community to see what people come up with. And also to ultimately see the ways our communities are improved, advanced, made more vibrant through the arts, because that's what they do.
And you're calling it In Our Neighborhood.
In Our Neighborhood, exactly.
Katie Van Dusen, also an accomplished violinist, we might throw that in. Who do you still perform?
I do, yes.
With?
Around town with some singer-songwriters, occasionally by myself as a solo artist. I'm very grateful to be a part of a really amazing arts and culture community and musician community here in the county.
Katie, thank you so much for sharing the information. We will put the links to all those community events and how you can apply and what it's all about on our webpage, wemu.org. And quickly, I know, Amar, there's a lot going on. The Ann Arbor Community Foundation also involved in the next First Friday?
The Community Foundation has supported Ypsilanti's First Friday initiative. There is one coming up the first Friday of December, which is always a really kind of exciting and important one because it is focused on holiday shoppers.
Yeah.
It's that time of year where people come out and they're ready to kind of get a gift, a unique gift from an artist, for instance, for their colleagues or loved ones. And so we just want to encourage people to go out. The thing is, it's like it's downtown Ypsilanti. It's like Depot Town Ypsilanti. It's just like all over.
And what about the Ann Arbor Arts Center? What do they have coming up?
Well, speaking of kind of that kind of time of year, the holiday time of year, the Ann Arbor Arts Center has its 96th annual all-media exhibition. Any art form essentially goes. It's juried this year by Sarah Rose Sharp, who's known for being a really great arts journalist. And so, you know, they have over 30 artists represented in the show. It's one of those shows that's like something for everybody. Well, they have an opening reception on November 16 from 6 to 9. And so that is free and open to the public. They'll have drinks and snacks. And the community is completely welcome to show up and cheer on their artists.
Speaking of community, and our favorite artist, David Zinn, has something coming up, our favorite local chalk artist.
Yes, and by our favorite local chalk artist, clearly, Lisa, your absolute favorite. David is having a book signing at the Carytown Shops in 16 Hands, specifically on November 10 from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for his new book, Underfoot Menagerie.
Oh, and so, a new book?
Yes. And so you've seen his illustrations around town on sidewalks, on walls.
On a WEMU t-shirt.
On a WEMU t-shirt. And now you'll get to meet him in person and talk to him about his work. Buy a book if you're so moved. I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah, that'd be a great holiday gift. Yes. Well, Omari Rush, we always appreciate you joining us for this edition of Art and Soul. Katie Van Dusen from the Ann Arbor Community Foundation, thank you as well. And thank you for listening to Art and Soul.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.